So I learned a new fun fact recently, and I just had to share it. And in fact, I was keeping it just for the podcast. So, you know the folds in a chef's hat? They actually call it a toque. It's called a toque. T-O-Q-U-E. Anyway, I'm going to call it chef's hat. So, you know the folds in that hat, that tall one? It represents the 100 ways to cook an egg. I don't know who came up with this, and it doesn't even make sense, but you know, if Italy can brand itself as the best food central of the world, then I guess anybody can say anything, right? But yeah, that's what it means. The pleat on a chef's hat represents the 100 ways to cook an egg. How many types of egg do you eat? Or do you even know how to cook? Welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady. Woohoo! Give it up for the Crazy Book Lady. Wow. Can't believe I was trying to make audience sounds with my mouth. Sorry about that. Also, I should apologize in advance because I did not check my audio settings before I started recording and I'd already started drinking. So when I started recording, I noticed that my neighbors are doing construction work. So if you hear anything funny, I apologize in advance. Okay? Welcome again to the podcast. Let me do my proper intro. Always makes me feel like a professional, you know? All right. So on this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. So think of this space as a virtual lounge, but for bookish people. Yeah, who are very chill and cool and cultured, because, you know, the people in our community are just, we're chic, we're like, ha, what will I use as an example? Well, just, you can't sit. Okay, you can sit with us if you're listening to this podcast. Obviously, you can sit with us. We will always make space. But we're really cool. And we're really chill. And we don't take life too seriously because, you know what, last, in the end, we're not going to make it out. Or we will make it out, depending on how you look at it. All right, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the dark side. And if this is not your first time, hey, how you doing? I missed you. You know how we do. Readers, this is the 45th episode of the podcast, and it's the season 5 finale. Woohoo! Woohoo! Oh, I'm sure some people might actually know. If you are not new to the podcast, okay, if you are not new to the podcast, that means you're an old listener, right? Blood of Jesus, I don't even know what that means. Wait, if you're an old-time listener of the podcast, you are very aware that the podcast is divided into seasons. And you have been on season 5 all this while. This is the season. Today is, well, not today. Right now is the season 5 finale. Okay? Yeah. And this episode, I am going to be sharing a wrap-up of the books I read in January 2023. All the books I read in the month. So, yeah. This is basically a wrap-up episode. But before we get into it, a little housekeeping, shall we? We have some housekeeping to do. I do like doing some housekeeping. First up, have you subscribed to the newsletter? Are you not tired of me asking you to subscribe to the newsletter? Okay, I'm going to imagine that you are not a new that you're a new listener and you haven't heard about the Something Bookish podcast or the Something Bookish newsletter, please subscribe to the newsletter. It is where I share very salient and poignant. See, this is the problem all readers have. Sometimes you know a word, you know what it means, but pronouncing it is just, it doesn't make any sense. But what I want to say, is it poignant? I'm sorry. I don't even know how to pronounce the word, but I'm sure you know the word I'm talking about because you also read. Anyway, the newsletter is where I share wise things. So you should subscribe to the newsletter. Yeah? Next up, I have revived the Something Bookish Instagram page. Yeah? So please follow Something Bookish on Instagram. And it's not just Something Bookish. It's the handle is something underscore underscore. That's double underscore bookish. That's the handle. So do not follow somebody who is Something Bookish and you think you're following this Instagram page. That's not our page, okay? Our page has two underscores. Yeah. Because we like to lay low. What? That doesn't even make any sense. Sorry. It's just two underscores because Something Bookish was already taken. Yeah. I'm going to be sharing like lots of fun recommendations. I like doing listicles and then announcement on new books and just general bookish happenings, you know? It's going to be like the IG version of this page, of this podcast, if that makes sense. Space and things I don't have the time to share here, you will definitely see it on the not on the podcast, on the Instagram page. And lastly, we don't have a lot of housekeeping to do today. Lastly, if you've not heard about the Something Bookish Reading Challenge, you should definitely check it out. It is live on the Storygraph page. If you haven't heard about Storygraph, it's a website for tracking your reads. A better alternative to Goodreads, if you will. So yeah, if you go to Storygraph and you just search for Something Bookish, you will find the reading challenge right there. Or you could just Google Something Bookish Reading Challenge and you'll find all the links. Yeah, I have worked very hard at the SEO, so I can guarantee that if you Google Something Bookish Reading Challenge, you will definitely find what you're looking for. Okay? Without further ado, let's talk books, shall we? Readers, if you love the content I create and want to support me, you can do that by clicking on the payment link in the show notes titled Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. Alternatively, you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter. The link in my bio would lead you to the page. It only accepts payments in the Nigerian Naira. So if you're outside Nigeria, all you need to do is convert how much you'd like to donate from your currency to the Naira. For example, an average cup of coffee is $4 and the conversion is approximately 1,800 Naira. I hope this helps. Thank you so much again for your unwavering support over the years. Mwah! So here is my January wrap up. I finished a total of 22 books. I DNF'd 4 books. Do you ever count your DNF'd books as part of your wrap-up? I actually don't because my wrap-up is only finished books. If I didn't finish it, I don't count it. Like, it do not exist until I come back and check it out again. Because sometimes there are times you DNF books and it's just a case of wrong timing, you know. So I might come back to it. So if I don't finish the book, I don't add it to my wrap-up. What do you do normally? Okay. It's a long one because 22 books is kind of, it's a lot. Please do not ask me how I was able to read 22 books. I'm going to refer you to an episode of the podcast I recorded on how you can read more books. Okay? Okay. Number one, the first book I finished was For What Are Butterflies Without, no. What's going, wait a minute, what is going on? What did I just say? butterflies. I mean, butterflies. What is this? USA? No. The first book I read in January. No, the first book I finished in January was For What Are Butterflies Without Their Wings by Troy Onyango. This was a physical copy. Yeah, it was a physical book. And I didn't read this book with any expectations, because usually short stories have me really weary. I'm not the biggest short story person, and the kind of short stories I like are the ones that are really weird and strange, that don't have anywhere they're going to except to shock you. Normally those are the kind of short stories I enjoy. But this one, surprisingly, was nice. I liked it. Some people might not enjoy this because, you know, it's written by a male author and there's a lot of abuse of female characters in the book. Some people might not enjoy that. And what I liked about the book is it had an observer type approach into things. Even when it's written from the first person, it felt as if it was someone looking in and just writing and trying their best to write from like the different point of views. And the stories take you around Kenya. I liked that aspect also. I like when a book can take me into a place. This collection, it's a collection of short stories, by the way. It has a very strong sense of place, and that's something I appreciate in books. And I don't think it's something that's easy to do in short story collections, but this one did it. And some stories will make you angry, some will make you sad, some might make you depressed. But overall, I liked it as a collection. And as a debut, I thought it was strong. I'm looking forward to a novel from this particular author. So yeah. Next book I finished was Her Majesty's Royal Coven by Juno Dawson. This was an audiobook. And I really enjoyed this book. Okay. I like books that have to do with witchy stuff. I like witches. Okay, there's something cool about witches. And this is really cool. It's like FBI but witchy, the witchy kind of FBI or MI5. And I was enjoying it. It's very agendery, I should add. Because, you know, like, women are this, men are doing this. It's very, very agendery. But it's the kind of agenda that I like. And the author was writing it well. So I was enjoying the story, even though I was aware that, okay, we get it. Agenda must agend. But towards the middle, it started losing focus. And it was dragging and dragging and dragging. And then in the last, say, 25% of the book, it picked up. And then it ended on a cliffhanger. I don't know. There's obviously going to be a part two. There's going to be a sequel. And I don't know. I'm not yet motivated to read the sequel. I don't know how I feel yet. Maybe when I see the synopsis of the sequel, I would pick it up. But I don't like when books drag just to the point of you need to have a sequel, so you just mess the whole book. A first book in a series should always be able to stand alone, you know? Don't make me miss you too much. Like, I don't need to know from the beginning that it's a series. Just write the damn book. Jesus. Anywho, the third book I finished reading was The Furrows. English, you're a bastard. Anywho, the third book I finished reading was The Furrows by Namwali Sapel. This was also an audiobook. Audiobook exceptionally done. There are two voices, and the way they worked on this was really good. And, you know, I'm biased. I like Namwali Sapel. If you read The Old Drift, you know what I mean. I'm a fan. There's really nothing much I can say. I enjoyed this book. It's a book about grief. And honestly, if you've lost someone recently, I would not advise you to read this book. But you know what? It could be a way of you understanding your own grief. So the book is like a double-edged sword. So yeah, you should know that before going into it. It's very heavy on the grief. Like grief that starts making you lose your mind and you don't even understand what is going on. Yeah? Alright. The next book I finished was Without Warning and Only Sometimes by Kit the Well. This was a physical book. And my first memoir of the year. I really enjoyed reading this book. The author, she has gone through things. That's all I can say. The author has actually gone through things, and it's a story about family and relationships between husbands and wives and their children. But the book is written in such a funny manner that it lessens the effect of the heaviness of the book, because it's really quite heavy when you think about it. But yeah, it's well written, and I really like this memoir. I've already said I'm going to reduce the amount of memoirs I'm reading because some people like to do too much, but this one was actually nice. I liked it a lot. Next book I finished was Mame by Jessica George. This was an audiobook. I don't know if I pronounced that well, but I know Congolese people, where my mother is from, usually say Mame. So I don't know if Ghanaians pronounce it that way. But someone did say Mame. Mame. I'm probably messing it up. I'm sorry. I apologize. If you know the correct pronunciation, send me a DM. I'm always ready to learn. Alright. So this book, I feel like this book is, I don't want to compare it to Queenie, because Queenie was like intentionally messy, but this person is just going through things and making some weird ass decisions based on that. She was not even aware of, I don't think she was aware of what she was doing, that, yo, these are actually bad decisions. Okay, no. There were some parts where she was aware, but she was acting, it was such a reflex, the way she was acting off of the grief. And it's in the moment or after that she realizes that, whoa, that thing I just did was kind of fucked up. But I really like this character, and she goes through a lot. So I started rooting for her at some point in the book, and she grew on me. So yeah, that's why I liked this book. The character grew on me, and the writing. I really do like the writing. Let's see. The next book I finished was Idol Burning. This is a Japanese novel, translated to English, obviously, because I don't read Japanese. And it was about, what was it about again? Jesus Christ. It was about the obsession with idols, Japanese idols, or J-idols as they call them. And this particular character was, I don't even know how to explain it. But she wasn't the most endearing character. But reading the book made me go into the minds of people who are obsessed with their, what are they? People who become obsessed, like obsessed fans. It made me go into the mind of that, and how music and creative industries just latch onto that obsession to make money. Fam, we have to keep our eyes open. These companies, they're trying to rip us off. Alright, so that's Idol Burning by Rin. What's her name? Oh, I can't remember her name. Rin something. Shit. I apologize for not having the name. Also, I forgot to tell you what I've been drinking. It was hard for me to record, and I was like, you need to do this. So I had to make the weirdest concoction to put myself in the mood. So I had a beer and two sachet liquor. I will put a picture up of the liquor so that you can see what I drank. And I would definitely not recommend that you try this, because these are things that fuck people up, okay? This is just an emergency situation, and I needed to get my spirits up to record for the podcast. All right. So after Idol Burning, I read Wandering Souls. And this is a book by Cecil Pin. It's a refugee story about the family who is looking for a better life in another place aside from Vietnam, where they are from. And yo, this book, it touched me. Like, it touched me inside my heart. I cried. Okay, no, I didn't cry. But, like, I felt the tears. My heart was heavy. I had that pain in your chest. You know when you're about to cry, but you can't cry. That heaviness in your chest. I had it. And it's a heartbreaking story. I don't want to give too many spoilers away because the book is not even out yet. I think it's going to be out in March or so. It's such a heartbreaking story. And I think everybody needs to read this. We have sibling relationship. There's a non-human character who is just moving around the book. And the way it's written, like the format the book is written from... There's a book inside the book. There's a fictional author who is writing a book inside the book. You know? I really like it. It's so smart. Very strong debut. I really like this one a lot. I even had to send the author a message like, yo, you did that shit, man. So, keep that in your head. Wandering Souls. Next book I finished was Counter Lucky Stars by Alexandra Bellefleur. This was an audiobook. I picked this up because I wanted something really light, especially after Wandering Souls. It was supposed to be a romance, and this was really nice. It's a sapphic romance, but it was so white. Like, the issues they were having were such white people problems. And that's not a bad thing. It just, I could not relate, but I was like, oh, okay, so this is like how the other side lives. Oh, cool, cool. But it was very heartwarming. Swoon-worthy, if you will. Kinda, sorta. So yeah, I like this one. The next book I read after that was Daughter in Exile by B.C. Ajapon. Now, I'm very grateful that the author was able to give me an advanced copy of this book, because after I reviewed her book on Goodreads, we met online somehow and I explained the things that I didn't like in her book. And thankfully, she didn't see it as, like, an attack on her person. And we've become sort of friends or friendly over the months. So when I was very nervous to read this book because I was like, oh my God, this is not our people's. If I don't like this book, what's going to happen? But I was so surprised. Like, the book... it's very easy to get into. The writing is really good. I like the character development. The character goes through a lot, by the way. From the beginning and over the years that she was growing, she didn't catch a break. Suffer from beginning to suffer. And the thing is, some people will be like, oh, you don't get a respite from suffering. This character doesn't get a respite from suffering. But it happens like that in real life. There are people who do not catch a break. And suffering just follows them. I know it's village people, but it actually happens. Like, wow. Now an airplane is passing and I'm just... enemies! Anyhow, I'm just going to keep going. So, Daughter in Exile... keep your eyes out for that book. It's a really, really, really it's one of those books that this is an interesting novel. Yeah? Alright. The book I read after that was Seven Empty Houses by Samantha Schwebling. This was a physical copy. Now, if you've been following me online for quite a while, you know that I'm a big fan of Samantha Schwebling. I loved Mouthful of Birds, Little Eyes. I also like Fever Dream. I was anticipating this one a lot, and even though I kind of liked it, again because I'm biased, it did not bang like our other short story collections. Like, this was not it didn't really bang like that. I can't confidently like introduce someone to her writing with this book. I'll probably go with the other books. Yeah, was a little disappointing, but you know, still a fan. Only a fan can say such. We'll have to be honest with ourselves sometimes. Alright, and the next book I read after that was In the Company of Men by Veronique Taggio. See, this book, I don't even want to say too much about this book. I'm going to add a link to the discussion my book club had with the author about this book, and you should definitely watch it. This book is such a good book and a reminder of things happening in the world. Yeah, sometimes when like disastrous things happen, we shut things down because we're trying to protect ourselves. But books like this exist so that they remind us and we don't make the same mistakes that we do always. Because human beings, they always forget and be acting brand new when things happen. Anywho, so yeah. In the Company of Men, a very short book, very nice book. Very well written, obviously. Because, I mean, like, this is one of our greats, by the way. Alright. What am I even saying? Those were the first... Because I read 22 books, so I just told you about 11. Now I'm going to talk about the books that I DNF'd, and then I'll continue with the next 11. Like I said earlier, I DNF'd 4 books. The first book I DNF'd was The Marriage Game by Sarah Desai. And I'm very surprised because in my December wrap-up, remember I read one of Sarah Desai? I can't even remember what the name of the book. I think that was like The Dating Plan. That was the name of the book, The Dating Plan. So I saw the second book, The Marriage Game by Sarah Desai. I was not enjoying it at all. I was just pissed off and then I got bored. I did not enjoy that one. The next book I DNF'd was No Gods, No Monsters by Cadwell Turnbull. Now this book was recommended to me by someone very dear to my heart. So I felt really sad that I could not connect with the book at all. Maybe it's wrong timing also, but I was just not enjoying. I was bored out of my mind. I DNF'd like 20% of the audiobook. The next book I DNF'd was Age of Vice by Dipti Kapoor. Now, this book sounded like a book that was going to be my kind of jam. But for some reason, I got to 40... Yes, I DNF'd at 40% and I was like, in this needs to end. I can't do this to myself. There's so many... I was just bored. I was liking its one part and then it started dragging and it's like it was digressing. I was like, what's going on? I'm not feeling you. I'm not feeling you at all. So if you ever read this book and you finish it, please let me know what I'm missing. I'm okay if you give me spoilers, but I don't think I'm going to go back to this book again. The last book I DNF'd was Neruda on the Park, and I was planning to read this for the Book of Saints book club, but I didn't enjoy this. And normally I like books with mother-daughter relationships, dual POVs, but I was bored. I think it's the way it was written. I was bored. I got very bored. So I let go. And you should always let go too. If you're not feeling the book, there is no time, okay? I think I started seriously DNFing one time when I saw one quote about, when you die, you don't want to be in the middle of a book that was not banging. I mean, you won't care because you're already dead. But still, I don't want to die in the middle of a book that I could have DNFed. Ugh. So yeah, those are the books I DNFed. Next up on the next set of books that I read for the month, The Marriage Portrait by Maggie O'Farrell. This was an audiobook. I really enjoyed this audiobook. Even though when I finished reading the book, I do not understand or remember what happened, it was a good ride, if that makes sense. Like, when I was enjoying the book while I was reading the book, but when I finished, I was like, okay, and that's it. But it was nice, you know, so I can't say it was a bad experience or a waste of my time. It's not the most memorable book. It wasn't the most memorable book for me. Next book I finished was Jimmy at the River School by Sabina Adeyinka. Yo, I really, really, really like this book. This is a middle grade novel about a young girl who goes to secondary school and has so many different adventures. And it was so nostalgic, but like, because I also went to boarding school, even though my boarding school was not like this, my boarding school was very, unfortunately, my boarding school was very butty. Butty means we didn't suffer, like, Sabine and others. Like, Sabine really went through stuff. I did not experience that. The next book I read was Someone Had to Do It by Danielle and Amber Brown. This was an audiobook, and this was supposed to be my thriller for the month, but this book did not need to happen. I mean, I don't even understand what the plan was. It was written by two authors. I could not tell there was synergy in their nonsense. No author was, I guess it was balanced. The rubbish was balanced. I did not like this book at all. There was nothing thrilling. It just felt like a waste of time. And even when the plot twists were reviewed, I was like, eh, so that's it. Like, am I a joke to you? Do you know the kind of thrillers I've been reading? And this, like... Anyways, my thoughts were picking it up to read it. The synopsis sold me. So I thought I was going to get something, but yeah, there was nothing. The next book I finished was Strictly Friends by Frances Mensah Williams. Now, I've been a fan of this author from the back. It would be weird to use fan because I've never read any of their work. But anytime I see the cover of their books, I'm always like, ooh, this looks nice. I'd like to read. So this book is coming out this year and I read it on NetGalley. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get into it. But I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. Like, it's kind of decent, yeah. Maybe my expectations were just way too high. And one of the characters has something that should not even be used as a personality trait. But they made it a personality trait. And every time it was mentioned, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, are you the first person in this life to have this? Like, let's move on. So that thing was a little bit annoying because it was mentioned a lot. Like, it was part of their character growth. It's like, it's not even a thing. Like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep at the end of the day. Anywho. The next book I finished was Blue by Emily Profete. This is a Haitian novel, also recommended to me by someone dear to my heart. Unfortunately, this book, I didn't enjoy it like that. The writing was nice. You can tell this person is a poet. You know, very beautiful lines, lovely structures, lovely imagery. But like, what is the book? What is going on here? They say literary fiction is supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to be okay with plot. I don't need a plot. But like, it didn't give me anything. It was like looking at a beautiful corpse. Okay? Like, I can admire it, but I don't want to get too close. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's how this book made me feel. The next book I finished was Love from Mecca to Medina by S.K. Ali. Ah! This book was so heartwarming. It's a young adult romance novel. The first book was Love from A to Z, and it was just so nice catching up again with this lovely Muslim couple and the issues that they're going through and how they resolve their problems. Oh, young love is so cute and so nice and so sweet. I was rooting for them because they were going through a lot of things, but I was like, yo, this is not really an issue. But you're cute though. I really liked it. I liked that character development from like the first book to this one. This was really lovely. The next book I finished was The Bandit Queens by Parini Shroff. This was a reading, like, this was not an audiobook. And I don't know what I was expecting when I picked up this book, but this book is hilarious. It's funny. So there's this woman who has been accused of killing her husband, and then her village, her women group and her friends. And everybody's now asking her to do them a favor. And what is the favor? Help me kill my husband. And she's like, but I don't like, this is intermediary. I'm beginner. Oh my goodness. It's a very funny, oh my god, I laughed so much. So yeah, if you ever find this book, definitely add it to your TBR. To your TBR. I'm laughing thinking about it because all the characters were hilarious. The main character was annoying sometimes because, like, sis. But it was a funny book. Very funny. The next book I finished was Ruthless by Crystal Zara Appiah. Yo, this was one of my heaviest reads for the month. Woo! Anything I say about this book will be a spoiler. All I can say is, take care of yourself when you read this book. The writing is well done. Like, it's a well-written book. Now, some people might have problems with the ending. And I think I need to dedicate an episode where I get people to talk about what a good ending is. I mean, there are some endings that, like, wait, what? But, like, what is really a good ending? Isn't it, like, the most subjective thing, though? A good ending. Most times. Anywho. So, just take care of yourself when you're reading Ruthless. But it's an amazing read. It really is. The book I finished after that was This Place Is Still Beautiful by Zizi Xian. And this is a book about sisters. This is a book about microaggressions and how we respond to microaggressions. And to be honest, are they really microaggressions when you think about it? I mean, they're not that micro. Why are they even called microaggressions? Why are they just called racism flat out? But this is a book about that and how we deal and respond or react to these so-called microaggressions. Very well done book. Also, if you find the audiobook, also very well done. And the last book I read for the month is really good, actually, by Monica Heisey. I don't know. Rainbow names. God will help me. I can't pronounce the name well. But the name of the book is really good, actually. And this book is a book about a woman who goes through an unexpected breakup. And it's her journey finding her way through liking herself and liking life and dealing with shit. And this sis goes through it. Like, she was in the potopoto. Kai. I was grateful to be able to find... see me saying, why am I being grateful? What's this gratefulness? I was happy to find the audiobook, which is narrated by Julia Whelan, our golden voice. And there's one scene in the book where only an audiobook narrated by Julia Whelan would have done justice to it. I mean, if you're reading the book, you might feel like some tingles in that particular scene, but you need the audiobook to experience what I'm telling you about. Like, as I was reading that part, I was like, hey God, this girl, I'm holding you in my arms from here. But yeah, this book was really nice. I really liked it. And she's really not good, actually. So my standout books for the month were Wandering Souls, Ruthless, For What Are Butterflies Without Their Wings, Daughters in Exile, Love from Mecca to Medina, The Bandit Queens, This Place Is Still Beautiful, and Really Good Actually. Yay! And that's it for my wrap-up. Quick reminder, if you're participating in the reading challenge, be sure to share your progress by using the hashtag #SomethingBookishReadingChallenge. If you need some recommendations, check out the challenge page on Storygraph. If you don't find what you're looking for, feel free to send me a message, okay? That's it, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have. And you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at LipglossMafia. That's LipglossMafia. Subscribe now or follow so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Yay! Thanks in advance. I appreciate it and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye!